spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir. Spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir. Spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabiyyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Azza wa Jal. We commence in the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, who is our provider, sustainer, cherisher, and nourisher. We send peace and blessings upon His most exalted and celebrated Prophet, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Arwahuna Fida, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon His illustrious family and noble companions, alayhi muridwan. Jiha, aap dekh rahe hain, the spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir, and this is another episode of this beautiful series designed in the month of Rabi'ul Akhir, in the love of Sarkari Ghosi Azam, Piran Pir Dastagir Roshan Zamir Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, what are we discussing in today's program for the social media viewers and for those who are watching us off the satellite throughout the world? Jiha, we are inshallah in today's program to discuss the first manqabat which Sayyidi Ala Hadrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had composed and written in the love of Ghosi Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Alhamdulillah, we are going to discuss that, and I'm not alone. Once again, alhamdulillah, I'm accompanied by our special guest, mashallah, our colleague, our friend, our brother, mashallah, a great muballigh of Da'awat Islami, who needs no introduction, and he is none other than our spiritual cures host, Mawlana Hafiz al-Qari Noshad al-Tari Sallamahu al-Bari. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, alhamdulillah, Masab. How are you keeping and how is your health, Masab?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. All praises due to Allah. Whatever our condition is, this must be our response when somebody asks us. And this is the tarbiyah and training of Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah.
Masab and I together will be discussing the blessings of Ghosi Pak, and we're going to commence by discussing Ala Hadrat's love for Ghosi Pak rahmatullah ali in the language of poetry. So inshallah usse qabl pehle is kalam ko sunte hain. Main to panjatan ka ghulam hu Masab. We are all the ghulam and the servants of panjatan e pak gharana Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So chale, inshallah, keep your eyes locked to your screens, enjoy this kalam until we return. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mustafa aur unki aal panjatan hai ba kamal. Mustafa aur unki aal panjatan
مجھ پہ کتنا نیازی کرم ہو گیا دنیا کہنے لگی پنجتن کا گدا اس گھرانے کا جب سے میں نوکر ہوا سب سے اچھی میری نوکری ہو گئی
میں تو پنجتن کا غلام نام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام
مجھے عشق ہے تو خدا سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو رسول بطول کا میرے منہ سے آ مہک صدا جو میں نام لوں تیرا جھوم کے
میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام کیا پنج تن ہے باگواں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام
مجھے عشق سر وہ سمن سے ہے مجھے عشق سارے چمن سے ہے مجھے عشق ان کے وطن سے ہے مجھے عشق ان کی گلی سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو علی سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو حسن سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو حسین سے مجھے عشق شاہ زمن سے ہے
میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں مصطفیٰ کرم کیا پنج تن ہے باگواں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام
کیسے تن سے وہ سر جدا جہاں عشق ہے وہیں کربلا میری بات انہی کی بات ہے میرے سامنے وہی ذات ہے وہی جن کو شیر خدا کہیں جنہیں باب صلی علی کہیں وہی جن کو ذات علی کہیں وہی پوختہ ہے میں تو خام ہوں
غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں مصطفیٰ کرم کیا پنج تن ہے باگواں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام
قمر ہوں شاعر بے نوا میری حیثیت ہی بھلا ہے کیا وہ ہے بادشاہوں کے بادشاہ میں ہوں ان کے در کا بس ایک گدا میرا پنج تن سے ہے واسطہ میرا نسبتوں کا ہے سلسلہ میں فقیر خیر الانام ہوں
میں تو پنج تن تن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں
کیا بات رضا اس چمنستان کرم کی جس میں حسین اور حسن پھول
کیا بات رضا اس چمنستان کرم کی زہرا ہے کلی جس میں حسن اور حسین پھول. Dear viewers of Madini channel, you are watching the spiritual splendor of Rabiul Akhir. I am in the company of our blessed and amazing, mashallah, beautiful guest who is none other than our respected Honorable Hafiz Maulana Nurshad Attari, Damat Fayuzuhum. And alhamdulillah, we have even spoken to Muasab, and now we are going to be moving towards our kalam and manqabat of Sayyidi Ala Hadrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, as I mentioned earlier. So this is the first poem which Ala Hadrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had composed in the love of Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Muasab, his love and devotion and connection with the Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ali is beyond our imagination. For if you want to understand a little of that Muasab, so ye kalam kafi hai. This kalam is enough and sufficient for a person to understand what was the depth of his love for Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And from this kalam, you even get to know the maqam of Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. My request will be for Mawsab to translate this kalam as I recite this kalam, inshallah, Azza wa Jal.
Wah kya mai tabai ghaus hai bala
جی محصب وہاں کیا مرتبہ غوث ہے بالا تیرا.
You know, سبحان اللہ عز و جل, آلہ حضرت رحمت اللہ تعالی علی, his words are magical really. And when one understands the meanings, then you are taken to a different level of understanding.
اللہ
سبحان اللہ عز و جل. And here he's praising his master, our master also, the king of اولیاء اللہ.
سبحان
اللہ. That's the first thing we need to put in our mind. This who we are talking about is Sultanul Awliya, the king of all Awliya Allah, subhanallah. Al Hazrat, our master, Imam Ahmad Reza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala ali, he starts off this manqabat, these eulogies and praises, with the word wah. And as scholars have mentioned, this is to signify amazement. Like, you know, this is amazing. This is absolutely fantastic and wonderful. So he starts off like this, that, oh, Ghusul Azam, that what can be said? Subhanallah, amazing. What can be said? How lofty and elevated is your status and position, that your feet is even more supreme in position than the heads of the greatest awliya Allah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
You know, what a comparison he makes.
Subhanallah.
His feet are right at the bottom and head is right at the top.
Allahu
so your
Akbar.
Feet is more greater in status and position than the heads of awliya Allah. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
And then he says, who can actually understand or be able to truly analyze your magnificent position? He's addressing Ghawse Pak Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. Now, there is some explanation of this as well, that a person must not misunderstand.
Okay.
Because Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, when he used to write couplets especially, his ash'ar and couplets, as we are discussing today, is like bayans themselves. But if a person doesn't understand properly, they could misunderstand and they could have a misconception. How can something like this be said? Let's understand it in its correct explanation, inshallah. That Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali is writing this in praise of the King of Awliya Allah.
Right.
And he's not demeaning or belittling any other Waliullah.
Okay.
But this is the reality that Ghusayf Pak, that his feet is on the necks of all Awliya Allah.
So basically this couplet is highlighting the maqam, the status.
Absolutely.
And the shan of Ghusayf Pak.
Allah.
Allah. So without degrading, as Mohsab had mentioned.
And again, you know, we're not talking about Anbiya alayhi salam. We're not talking about Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan. We're talking about the fraternity of Awliya Allah. That, you know, he's the supreme king. How the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without comparison, is the supreme king and leader of all Anbiya alayhi salam. Then in the fraternity of the Awliya Allah, Ghusayf Pak is the supreme king. So he's highlighting his status, his position, that he has the greatest status amongst all Awliya Allah. And all Awliya Allah, they even agree to this. Because when Ghusayf Pak rahmatullah ta'ala ali had mentioned that this qadmi hadhi, that this foot of mine is upon the necks of all Awliya Allah, they bent their necks. And said, "Ya Ghus, indeed your foot is upon our necks." Some of them said, on our necks and our eyes, our entire bodies
Allah,
as well.
Allah, subhanallah.
You know, submitting to the statement of Ghusayf Pak. So whatever statement he mentioned was actually directed and given to him, inspired to him by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Subhanallah. So, Masab, this is really indeed, amazing to learn that Allah Azza wa Jalla granted such, status to his khas bandas, to his khas friends, special bondsmen, which no human, no insan can understand what secrets and what blessings Allah bestows upon his khas bandas. Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah ali, 200 years before the birth of Ghusayf Pak rahmatullah ali, in the state of meditation, or after coming coming out of that state, he mentioned to his murid, "I was informed in that state that towards the ending of the 5th century, a great wali of Allah will come, who will be made the sultan of the friends of Allah, the leader, and he will claim, he will say, 'Qadami hadihi raqabati ala kulli waliyillah.' So from now, I am affirming and confirming that his blessed feet is above my eyes."
All awliya have acknowledged this. All Muslims throughout the ages have acknowledged this. And we too are acknowledging it as well.
Allahu Akbar. And therefore Allah says, "Jo wali qabl thay, ya baad huwe ya honge, jo wali qabl thay, ya baad huwe ya honge," the awliya that came before him, that were present during his time and to come till the day of Qiyamah, "sab adab rakhte hai dil mein, mere aqa tera." Every one of them has love and affection for Ghusayf Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So Mu'asab, alhamdulillah, this was only the opening couplet of this kalam, jisme itna waqt ko gaya hai, mashallah. So Mu'asab, the other ashar are still pending, Mu'asab. There are so many ashar, and this is the first kalam which Allah Hazrat has written. And now in the second couplet, he writes,
"Sar bhala kya koi jaane ke hai kaisa tera, sar bhala kya koi jaane ke hai kaisa tera, sar bhala kya koi jaane ke hai kaisa tera, awliya malte hai aankhe wo hai talwar tera, awliya malte hai aankhe wo hai talwar tera, wah kya mar sab hai ghaus hai bala tera,
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. You know, every line, every couplet, you know, it's just, it takes you so deep in it, in the understanding of, you know, what maqam, what status that Ghusi Pak has, that if that love is there, that love intensifies. And if the love was not there, then the heart will be lit with the love of Ghusi Pak. Allahu Akbar. Al-Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali mentioned that, oh Ghusi Pak Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, truly, who will be able to understand your status? Because the status of your feet is such that the awliya rub their heads and eyes at the lowest part of your feet.
Allah, subhanallah.
This is just showing that, you know, his deep love of Ghusi Pak. Yes, with that respect of all awliya Allah. But here we're talking about the king, the leader of the awliya Allah. And so there's special, you can say, special praises of Ghusi Pak Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. And Al-Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, he lived his life in this manner. That always, you know, praising Ghusi Pak, always following in his footsteps as well. Because Ghusi Pak was firm on the Sharia, was firm on the teachings of Islam, firm on the teachings of the Quran. And so was Al-Hazrat, because he was following in his footsteps. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. So it's not only empty praises. It's not empty mankabat and praises of Ghusi Pak. No, he translated those into action as well by emulating, imitating and following Ghusi Pak in what he taught.
Subhanallah. Mohsab, together with this, you know, Allah Hazrat is giving us a sabak, a lesson. Yani aapne jo farmaya bilkul mashallah apni jagah pe, jo explanation aapne diya Mohsab, beautiful explanation, together with this making us understand the deep rooted love that he possesses for Ghusi Pak. Lekin saath hi saath mein sabak bhi diya hai ki dekhe, anything that has nisbat and connection with the friends of Allah also becomes a means of attaining shifa through, from which a person can attain cure, benefit, yani. You can attain blessings from it. So anything that has nisbat with the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Tabut-e Sakina is a proof which is from the Quran Pak that contain some relics, you know. And through the blessings of that box, Allah Azza wa Jalla would give them victory because they would seek wasila.
Yes.
They would make dua using the medium of that box that contains tabarrukat, really,
Allah.
Remnants of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam.
You know, Mohsab, in today's day and age, you have people that they are seeking out connections and contacts. You know, people who have influential positions, positions of power, so that they can cut the queue or they can, you know, get things done. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, even in the spiritual realm as well, the spiritual world, if you are connected, then you get in front of the queue. Allah, if you are connected to these pious personalities, inshallah Azza wa Jal, it will help you on the day of judgment. That's where the believer's focus is.
Mashallah.
Not just in this dunya, running behind those people who have positions of power and influence, and, you know, making connections and contacts with them. Yes, I mean, okay, if that has to be done, that's another thing. But we are talking about the ultimate connection and contact as well that we will need on the day of judgment. And very quickly, Mohsab, since Mohsab talked about drought, there's a narration, in fact, regarding the paternal auntie of Ghusi Pak, that one day in Baghdad Sharif, there's an intense drought, and the people come to her to complain. She goes outside, she's obviously covered up. She goes outside, she sweeps her veranda, and she picks up her hand to make dua. Say, Ya Allah, I have cleaned it. To further purify it is in your will and power.
Allahu Akbar.
It started to pour. All the people who were there, they got soaked in the rain.
Subhanallah.
Nisbat to Ghusi Pak.
Nisbat
to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Connection. Your connection is strong. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, your reception and signal is strong as well, inshallah.
What a beautiful explanation, Mohsab. And now in the next couplet, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alina Mohsab will of course give the better explanation, but he drifts explaining, look, first he was directly explaining the love for Ghusi Pak, his maqam, and then now he says, how you want to understand the maqam of Ghusi Pak? Let's try and understand the maqam of things which are connected to his darbar.
Okay, mashallah.
Again, he's talking about nisbat in this couplet, Mohsab. He says,
kya dar pe jis pe himayat ka ho panja tera, kya dar pe jis pe himayat ka ho panja tera, kya dar pe jis pe himayat ka ho panja tera, kya dar pe بن جا تیرا شیر کو خطرے میں لاتا نہیں کوتا تیرا شیر کو خطرے میں لاتا نہیں کوتا تیرا وہ کیا مرتبہ غوث ہے والا تیرا.
Hi, hi, subhanallah. Listen carefully, O lovers of Ghawse Paak, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. Our master Walida Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, says that, O Ghawse Paak, no matter how weak someone might be, as long as that person enjoys your support, he will never be defeated.
The reason is that
even a dog sitting near your blessed court is able to defeat a powerful lion with merely its small paw.
Therefore,
if we have your spiritual support on our back, we have no concern of any enemy. Whichever enemy of Islam approaches us, we will be able to easily defeat and humiliate them. The great saint has declared that I was hidden in the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such is his greatness. That when he was born, he was in a state of fasting the very same day. From beginning, he was aware of his great spiritual status. Subhanallah.
What connection does a dog and a lion? What comparison is this? Yani, aapne kabhi suna hai ki do ki beech mein, yani lion aur kutte ki beech mein, you know, a fight and a war between a dog and a lion, Mahasab. It's of course not a comparison to even make, because a lion is a lion and a dog is a dog. But نسبت کی بات جب چلی ہے تو نسبت کے بارے میں مواصب نسبت کے تعلق سے maybe مواصب will give us the واقعہ about the calf.
Well, logically a person will think that, okay, how can a dog, you know, defeat a lion? But you know, that dog that is being referred to is not just any dog. That is the dog from the city of Baghdad Sharif. The dog of the city of Ghawse Paak. So that's your...
It only has nisbat with the gali. It has nisbat with the street. It has nisbat with the city. Allahu Akbar. Indirectly, Mu'asab. Yani, it's not directly connected. It's indirectly connected. And the kamal of that dog.
So there's a beautiful narration, a thought-provoking narration, where there was once a waliullah. And he used to travel around by riding on a lion. So Allah gave him that position and influence and ability that he could, you know, tame a lion and move around with the lion. He should ride on the lion and use it as a transport. His name was Sheikh Ahmad Zinda, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. And wherever he would go, whichever city, whichever area he would go, riding his lion, the people used to bring a cow and feed the lion. Subhanallah. So one day he arrives in the city of saints, in the city of the king of saints. He arrives in Baghdad Sharif riding his lion. And so he enters the city, and subhanallah, he becomes a guest of Ghawse Paak rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. That saint, he orders that arrange a cow for my lion. Allahu Akbar. As the servants are bringing a cow for the lion, there was a little dog following this cow, and when it sees the lion, it pounces on the lion and it shreds it to pieces. This little dog, it pounces, it shreds to pieces, and it finishes that lion,
finishes the lion, making him to pieces.
Allahu Akbar. When Ahmad Zinda rahmatullah alayhi, he sees this, immediately he kisses the hands of Ghawse Paak rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, and he makes sincere tawbah in the court of Ghawse Paak rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi.
So again, that's not your ordinary dog, that's an extraordinary dog.
From the gullies of Baghdad Sharif.
Ab aapne tarjama bata diya Mohsab, so let's once again together recite the same couplet, mashallah, and then move to the next couplet.
Allah
jaldi se inshallah padte hain.
کیا دبے جس پہ حمایت کہو پن جا تیرا کیا دبے جس پہ حمایت کہو پن جا تیرا شیر کو خط خطرے میں لاتا نہیں کوتا تیرا مصطفیٰ کے تن بے سایہ کا سایہ دیکھا مصطفیٰ کے تن بے سایہ کا جس نے دیکھا میری جان جل وائے زیبا تیرا جس نے دیکھا میری جان جل وائے زیبا تیرا
ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ another beautiful explanation written and penned by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. He says that, O Ghawse Pak, whoever has seen you, it is as if they see the shadow of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your zat, in your being. Although Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam does right. not possess a shadow, subhanAllah, the shadowless Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says that your being and your behavior and your habits, they resembled perfectly the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the many miracles of Ghawse Pak rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he says, was that there was a sweet smell of musk which would emanate from the blessed body of Ghawse Pak wherever he sat, and flies did not touch the body of Ghawse Pak rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Once in spiritual ecstasy, he mentions that this body of being does not belong to Abdul Qadir. It actually belongs to his grandfather, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you know, Ghawse Pak rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi himself was absorbed in the ishq of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
And to get
that ishq, one she would have to, you know, get absorbed in the ishq of Ghawse Pak rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, as Allah Hazrat did, and that led him to, you know, really the deep oceans of ishq Rasul sallallahu alaihi.
Ghawse Pak says this body or being does not belong to Abdul Qadir. It actually belongs to his grandfather Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. And that can only be said in a state of, you know, drowned in a state of ecstasy and muhabba and love, Mu'asab, that is beyond our imagination. However, Mu'asab, alhamdulillah, these ashar, Mu'asab, translated, we say shukran, we really enjoyed it, Mu'asab. And every couplet, I mean, I'm still focused on the fact that, yes, for those who did not see Ghawse Pak, bagar, for those who saw Ghawse Pak, they have actually seen the shadow of Rasulullah in the form of Ghawse Pak. Yani, Rasulullah did not possess shadow, as Mu'asab had mentioned.
Metaphorically.
Metaphorical meaning. Likewise here, an explanation is given to make you understand that this is his closeness with the beloved Rasulullah, that he emulates the sunnah and teachings of Rasulullah to such an extent that now he is compared to be like the shadow. Because why? Shadow is with you as you walk, wherever you go. So he followed so many sunnahs of the beloved Rasulullah and all his life spent drowned in the love of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that today the entire world is following the Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala li. Allah Pak inka waasta inke sadqe se hame bakhsh dein, hamari behsa maghfirat farmaye. May Allah forgive all those who are watching this program, our parents, our asatiza, our teachers, our family members, our relatives. May Allah grant us tawfiq to make tawbah, sincere tawbah, and may we leave this world after making tawbah whilst reciting the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Mu'asab, we say shukran once again for coming and being part and parcel of this program. Stay tuned with Madani Channel. Stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir. Spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir. Spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir.